We all have the capacity to influence each other to make healthy decisions. Damon sent me this letter shortly after I spoke at his high school for an assembly. He writes, "Dear Mr. Punches, 2 weeks ago, you came to our school to speak on underage drinking. Your story about Chris, the All-American who died of an alcohol overdose, got me thinking. Last week, I was asked by two of my buddies to go to a Friday night party. It was a party that promised several kegs and a fully stocked fridge. One of my friends told me to stay clear of it. He strongly encouraged me to come to his house instead to join a group of friends to play Wii and watch a Red Wings game. When I sent a text to my buddies to let them know I would not be going to the party, they called me back and hassled me, told me I would miss the party of the year. Mr. Punches, my two closest buddies that went to the party and drank ended up in a car accident just a few miles away from home. My closest friend was thrown out the window, landed on the other side of the road, and was run over by an oncoming car. My other friend was crushed between the seat and the steering column. He died before he reached the emergency room. Had I chosen to go to that party, I would have been in that car with them. Damon had a tough decision to make. It was his decision and his alone. Yet in what two ways did positive peer pressure from Damon's friends influence the outcome?